The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This is the first commentary in my book. It all started about 40 years ago in our pristine, beautiful Santa Cruz, population 15,000. While many rejoiced when the University of California chose Santa Cruz for their new campus, I felt uneasy, sensing that this quiet little piece of heaven would never again be the same. The small colleges planned did become a reality, but the young minds were not allowed to flourish, at least not in the political sciences department. Conservative students taking part in KSCO programming confirmed that fact. They felt stifled, intimidated, and ostracized. Some professors in the political sciences called themselves the New Left and made sure their students understood the Marxist philosophy. The leftist newcomers who embraced Santa Cruz as their own set out to make sweeping changes in our formerly conservative city. Our previous leaders did not allow any pollution-producing industries. They were sensitive to the environment long before the lefties thought they had invented that concept. Among the new changes, Santa Cruz was declared a nuclear-free zone. War was rejected because it was hateful, duh, and now peace is patriotic. Our Navy ships are denied permission to come to Monterey Bay. New businesses are discouraged, and our leaders actually declined federal funds to widen Highway 17. Santa Cruz has become a place not allowed to grow, but it's growing anyhow, a place run by liberal extremists who spend money foolishly. Since 9/11, the world has forever changed. Global terrorism will have to be dealt with perhaps forever. Now our country is buckling under the years of state, local, and federal excesses, not the least of which are enormous salaries, pensions, and hidden perks which our leaders quietly give themselves. Plus open borders, validation of illegals, and rewarding illegals with amnesty, driving licenses, and the right to vote. Our leaders are making a farce of our Constitution, all for the almighty vote. Corruption is acceptable, and yes, Santa Cruz is a sanctuary city. And finally, again, the prophetic parting words of my Cabrillo College history professor in 1967 continue to haunt me. His chilling prediction that the United States will eventually become a third world country. What can we do to stop the madness? For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.